This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Governor Polis is continuing his run of bill signings, wrapping up the work of the recent legislative session. He's also put his veto stamp to use, sometimes on bills popular with members of his own party. That's according to CPR's Benta Berkland.
I won't be surprised if we see more vetoes, but it is hard to say. The governor has until June 7th to either sign bills into law. They can also become law without his signature or veto them. So we will know pretty soon.
Yesterday, Polis was in Estes Park, home of the famed Stanley Hotel. There he signed a bill expanding the state's film incentives. The National Institutes of Health has awarded Colorado State University nearly $3 million to develop technology for a new rapid at-home HIV test. It's a five-year grant. Right now, many people living with HIV are required to get a lab-run test at a clinic. An at-home product could streamline treatment for millions of patients. The U.S. women's national soccer team's road to the Olympics in Paris has started in Colorado. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The U.S. women's national soccer team held its first training camp under new head coach Emma Hayes at CU Boulder's Prenup Field. Her first squad features a mixture of veterans and young players. Sophia Smith, one of the three Colorado natives currently on the roster, said she's excited to take the pitch for her new coach.
We have had a short amount of time with her so far, but in that short amount of time, she's already taught us a lot. She brings a new energy, a new perspective, and obviously a lot of experience, and I think we're so lucky to have her.
The team will finalize its Olympic roster by late June. The women are seeking their first Olympic gold medal since 2012. They play South Korea in a friendly at Dick's Sporting Goods Park on Saturday. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.